Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawks are with you on a Football Friday presented by BetMGM. Pam Maldonado is going to join us next hour on college football. We got to check in on that weather. Clemson and North Carolina State, if that weather's good, I might be on the Wolfpack in that game, our Wolfpack. Let's get to the NFL here. We're going to go through every week four game across the league. Let's start in London, 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. It is the Vikings and the Saints. We're now up to 3 points at BetMGM. The Vikings are favored. I think we've been on the Vikings as this week has gone along. I am not impressed at all with the Saints without Sean Payton. They've scored 10 total first half points in three games. You got Winston not practicing with the back and ankle issues. And Joe, as we've spoken about this week, London favorites, 18-3-1 straight up, 15-7 against the spread. If you take the Jaguars out of those games, early kickoffs, how about this one? Early kickoffs, the 9 a.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. Eastern games. Favorites, 7-3 against the spread out in London. Kirk, a morning guy? Yeah. What are you thinking, Joe?
Yeah. We don't want to go too far off that sample size of one game many, many years ago with that Washington Football Club or whatever they were named at that time. Ah, man. Okay, so I've talked about this stupid pool I'm in where I have to get the Survivor picks in on Thursday night, and I took the Vikings with one of my picks, and I don't like it. Something about this game, I'm starting to feel dicey about. I'm getting that funny feeling. Okay. So we're at 2.5 now. Three everywhere.
Three, yeah. BetMGM's at three. Yep.
Now, if you're telling me James Winston's not playing, I have a completely different opinion. But yeah, unfortunately, for the show purposes, we're talking about this without knowing if Jameis is going to be out there. Did not practice again. We know it's a back and an ankle. Long flight, dealing with four fractures in your back. That can't be a good thing. Curious what Michael Thomas, his designation is going to be on the injury report. He did not practice once again. When I think about the Vikings, what is their strength right now? We think O'Connell and Justin Jefferson pass game, right? Where's that been last couple contests? We're not seeing it from Jefferson right now. And if you break down some of these numbers, the strength of that offense is actually Dalvin Cook and the run game. They are number one in the NFL in rushing success rate. They're number two in adjusted line yards. That's where it's at. And Dalvin Cook, he practiced in full yesterday, so you feel good. But then you look on the other side. What's one thing we know about the Saints for years and years? They stop the run. You can't run on this team. And I don't think that's changed all that much. If we look back to their loss this past weekend against Carolina, I just warn people, like, if you look at the numbers, it was prime for them to win. They were 6.7 yards per play, and then you had some fluky things happen. A fumble returned for a touchdown and a blocked field goal attempt really flipped that game. So the Saints 0-3 against the spread. Normally that's a spot. This is a spot. Okay, market's going against them. Everybody's like, they stink. They can't cover. They can't do anything. And then you get some value on the other side. So, and now we're getting to that field goal number. Would it surprise me if we go above the field goal? Absolutely not. I'm worried about this game. So I was thinking Vikings early, but it seems too obvious. And then when you start to look at the matchups, I'm like, okay. And I was not impressed for three quarters from that Minnesota Vikings squad. So I'm not so sure about this one. I'm not comfortable. If I had to do something, with that low total, maybe you go Saints in a teaser, get it to 8.5.
You could do that. Aaron, what are you thinking on this game?
I'm not quite as worried about the Vikings as Joe O is. I think the Saints, you know, they've been on the road week one. Then they were home to the Bucks and lost that. Then they lost last week to Carolina. You got the Michael Thomas, Jameis injuries. We already know about that. They haven't practiced a couple days in a row. They've been in London for a while. It's like, it just doesn't feel like a good spot for the Saints this week to me. So I like the Vikings.
What do we think is going on with Justin Jefferson? I mean, the hype before the season off the charts. Week one, no one could stop him. In Philadelphia, you know, he didn't have a great game. But I think that was like, oh, well, Kirk on primetime. Darius Slay's really good. He had 3 catches for 14 yards last week against the Lions. Are they going to get him involved? I mean, that's what I'm wondering with this game from a prop perspective. His 6.5 is his reception total on BetMGM. It's plus money. Do we bet on Justin Jefferson's track record? Since he got to the NFL, he's been a monster. Doesn't he come back?
I mean, no.
No.
No, he's awesome. I say no because I don't like the matchup against Marshawn Lattimore.
Well, that's a big part of it. Yep.
Maybe I'm wrong on that, but yes, he's going to have a bunch of blow-up games. He'll probably have a game or two. He has over 200 yards. But is it going to happen against Marshawn Lattimore? I don't think so. I could be wrong on that, but I just don't view this as the spot. I don't know. The more I think about it, would it surprise me if let's say Thomas plays, let's say Jameis plays. Why would they fly over there if there are not plans that they're going to be playing in that game? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I could you not see the Saints run D doing a good job on Dalvin Cook and Marshawn Lattimore doing a great job, as good as you can, on Justin Jefferson? I could see all that.
But weren't we just talking about how the Saints miss Sean Payton? Do we really trust?
They do. Oh, they do. I don't trust their offense at all.
I don't trust them either.
Yeah, I think their defense is still good and will maybe keep this a close game. But their offense, I don't trust it. I mean, this is a game, if Sean Payton was the coach, I'd be on the Saints, and he's not. And I think it's a big deal. I like the Vikings. Don't love it. Like it, don't love it. That's the feeling in this game. All right, let's go to the Browns and the Falcons Sunday. I actually am really interested in this game. The Browns playing well without Jacoby Brissett. Joe mentioned earlier in the week their Super Bowl odds. The assumption they would continue this to an extent, and then they get Watson back later in the season. And Atlanta might be my just like favorite betting team of the year so far. They are a cover team. They won outright last week. I was on them. And you look right now, yards per play this year, Atlanta, 5.9. They are ninth in the NFL. This offense is moving right now with Arthur Smith, despite, you know, just an okay quarterback in Marcus Mariota. Joe, what do you think in this game? Right now we're looking at Cleveland -1 at BetMGM. Only a 1-point number for Cleveland. I like the over in this game. 47 indoors, no weather involved. And I think both teams can score. I certainly believe Atlanta will move the football. And Cleveland, Brissett has been better than I think we thought he would be.
One, have we not come too far? We are a Falcons show, or we were a Falcons show for 3 weeks. Loved them. And it paid off. Those have cashed some tickets for us. Falcons 3-0 against the spread. And they've been covering by 9.3 points per game. Awesome. Okay. On the Browns side, when I look at this matchup, I'm like, isn't this just primed for the Browns to run all over the Falcons? We know that they have as good of a run game as anyone. Number one in explosive play rate, number one in explosive run rate, number three offensive DVOA. And then you look at this Falcons defense. While we like Mariota, we like what they're doing offensively, the defense is still really bad. They really struggle. Cordarrelle Patterson did not practice yesterday. He's dealing with a knee. Is that rest? We'll find out. That's a big deal. If this Falcons offense does not have Patterson, that changes a lot of things. Now, the injury report for Cleveland is concerning. Myles Garrett has not been practicing. We know about the car wreck the other day. They've got it listed as a shoulder and a biceps injury. The right tackle, Jack Conklin, did not practice. He's got a knee. Denzel Ward limited. Betonio, the left guard, he's limited as well. It just has all the signs of, wait, we've come too far. We forgot about the Browns. Extra time to prepare because they played last Thursday, and we're getting less than a field. We only have to lay less than a field goal. I think Cleveland is in a good spot here. I like them.
Yeah, I think the Browns have some matchup advantages in this one. They have the highest EPA on the ground through 3 weeks. Brissett is playing well. He isn't turning the ball over. He has one interception on the season. He had a really good game last week. And I think the fact that they don't have Myles Garrett, we don't know for sure if he's going to play. But if he doesn't and he's not in there to contain Mariota, that would be a problem. And what's up with Clowney? But I don't think they've been ruled out, right? So,
no.
You know, you got to have those guys in there, though. So I think this is good. This is a Brown spot.
Yeah, it might be. It might be their spot, but I do think points are going to be on the board. Both these teams are top half of the league in yards per play, bottom half of the league in yards per play allowed. And Anthony Walker, the linebacker for the Browns on the IR, he's pretty good. I think that will hurt them, especially if Patterson plays. I think we get a lot of points in this game. I would take the under, the over in this game with these two teams. Oh, let's do Commanders Cowboys here. I mean, isn't this game about one thing? Do the Commanders have any chance to protect their quarterback? And will the quarterback get the ball out of his hands? I mean, this pass rush for the Cowboys is legit. I mean, they are sacking the quarterback at a pretty ridiculous rate the first couple weeks of the season, first 3 weeks. And now they get a team that can't get the ball out of their hands without getting sacked. Cowboys lead the league 13 sacks. The Commanders have allowed a league-leading 15 sacks. I mean, that's it right there. And we're looking at, Joe, the Cowboys' three-point home favorites. This came down from 3.5 to 3. Yeah.
What did the Commanders do well?
I like this at 3.5. Honestly, I thought – you know I don't like the Commanders. But I'm like, is this Cowboys team that good to lay 3.5? But now that it's at 3, this is probably a stay away. But I don't think this Cowboys team is that good. I know Cooper Rush has been playing well, but like, is that, how long is that going to continue with him? I mean, let's not forget the Cowboys did cut him, I think in August. So I don't know. Once more teams have more film on Cooper Rush, I think this honeymoon phase with him is probably going to come to a quick end. But I'm not overly excited about it. I don't think I would take the Commanders as underdogs in this one. This is going to be a stay away, but I was looking at some sack props for this one. I mean, who's getting some sacks? Who is sacking Carson Wentz? Everybody?
Who's not?
You said you're out on sack props. You said you're out.
I know. But, dude, he was sacked nine times, Ferris Bueller. I don't know. I mean, you got to look at it, right? It is tough, though. I'm like 0-3 on sack props, so maybe you shouldn't listen to me.
Do you mean team props or just Micah Parsons?
Well, so that's what I wanted to ask Paul. Where's the sack team prop that you found? I was looking for that.
Yeah, it depends on the site. It's usually under game or team props.
Okay.
So I think usually, you know what? I don't think I've seen it per team. I've seen it for the game. The game. It's usually like 4.5, 5.5. But to answer Joe's question.
Because the Commander's O-line is so bad. This is a mismatch here. You know, this is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Tough to view it as anything other than that. But since Joe asked, what do the Commanders do well? Well, they have the best graded special teams according to Pro Football Focus. So there's that.
All right.
You asked the question. I just have an answer.
We're going to win on special teams. Okay. I mean, maybe. Maybe that flips the game.
I liked it at 3.5. For the Commanders, just laying 3.5 with Cooper Rush. That just seems like we've gone too far.
No.
At 3.
Gone too far.
It's a tougher sell, but it's not Cowboys at 3, I don't think.
Well, let me ask the question that Joe asks a couple times a week. Which team has the better quarterback in this game?
Washington. Commanders.
He could win or lose you the game. Cooper Rush probably won't win you or lose you the game.
Also, something I find interesting about this division game every year, here in Washington, it's always Dallas week. The Cowboys don't care about the Commanders. It's not Washington week for them, but, you know, the Commanders really get up. They call it Dallas week all the time. It's comical to me. But yeah, they get up for this game. So weird things can happen.
Which team has a better coach?
I think the Cowboys.
They might.
I'm
Ron
done with the Ron
great reputation. Yeah, he had a great reputation.
I love
for a long time.
When coaching hates someone. It makes me happy.
McCarthy has actually had a good season. Nobody thought when Dak went down that they would be able to recover. As much as we rip him, you've got to give him some credit for that. And, you know, he's involved in the offense just as much as anybody, even though people, when they do well, they want to give the OC the credit and they don't want to give McCarthy any credit because they don't like him. I'll answer my own question. Here's what Washington does well. They're good in the red zone this year. I don't know if that's going to continue, but they're 75%. That's fifth best in the NFL. And their defense actually stops the run. And we know Dallas loves to run the football, and you need to run it a little bit. With Cooper Rush there, they're number two, their defense and rushing success rate. Wentz has divisional dog. He's 1-7 against the spread. But, I mean, two weeks ago, what's this line 2 weeks ago? You know what I mean? Like, how far have we come?
We've come far. Quickly here on the Wentz thing, Paul mentioned he could win or lose your game. I mean, he doesn't win games anymore, though. The last 32 starts for Carson Wentz, he's won 13 of them. I mean, he loses a lot. He's taken 100 sacks in those games. I like the Cowboys at three here. I know it's a lot with Cooper Rush, but I just think they're better and in a good spot to win this game. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily. On the other side, we continue to roll through week 4 games. So I still like the Lions as much as I did earlier this week. We'll talk about it next on the BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.